people smoking things like cigars, cigarillos, pipes and shishas. We've been speaking to Alizé Frugal from the charity, who told us more.
Research like this shows that the issue of smoking isn't just about cigarettes. All tobacco products are harmful and can cause cancer, no matter what form they come in. So that's why this is concerning.
Ahead of tomorrow's budget, the RAC says the increasing cost of oil is starting to push up fuel prices significantly. This is leading to drivers suffering the biggest monthly fuel price increase in 5 months. We've been speaking to Simon Williams from the organisation, who told us the latest on the costs of filling up.
We're now at an average of just under £1.45 for petrol, £1.53 for diesel. Quite a lot of money to find extra. It's added about £2 to a full price of a tank petrol and about £2.50 for diesel.
And the uncle of the Princess of Wales has praised her as perfect as he entered the Big Brother house. Gary Goldsmith said Kate could be watching the show from behind a sofa as it kicked off last night. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Edward Breslin.
Radio Works.
In light of leap year 2024, Uniquely Health is encouraging Brits to make the most of the extra 24 hours and prioritise their health and well-being. Dr. Jim Robinson has more.
Our research shows that people face significant challenges trying to make healthy lifestyle decisions. As a GP, I see firsthand the importance of prevention rather than cure. That's why at Uniquely Health, we do the hard work for you by developing a data-led, personalised solution. Take the leap. For more information, visit uniquely.health.
Radio Bath, made in Bath.
Welcome to this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live. We're made in Bath, but today we are going to invite Lucy Beck, who's joined us all the way from Salisbury. Lucy has joined us, and Lucy is the founder and CEO of a company called A to Z Cloud. Now, A to Z Cloud is a premium partner of a company called Zoho. Now, you may not have heard of Zoho, but Zoho has 100 million users worldwide. It originally started in India and has an amazing suite of products under the Zoho One platform. But Lucy's going to talk to us about how she's managed to build her company A to Z into an award-winning business and is now the largest premium partner for Zoho. We're going to talk about her background in South Africa. We're going to talk about some of the trials and tribulations of being a female entrepreneur and her plans for the future. Lucy Beck, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm really, really pleased to have you because you've won many awards. We're going to talk about some of those. You've won them both as a female entrepreneur, but also in your own right, in tech as well, which is really competitive too. My grandparents actually were missionaries in South Africa, and you have a very interesting backstory in Africa. So tell us a little bit about your backstory before we move on to your first tune about your childhood memory.
So I moved from South Africa to the UK at the early age of 10, and it was a very different environment to what I was used to. And I learned very quickly that I had to rise to the challenge of change and to find a better way to do things. And this first tune is a particular memory relating to my mum when I was trying to play the cello and I skipped the back page of the book because I was bored doing chords and I struggled my way through to the point my mum walked into the room and recognised the tune almost in tears. It was her favourite piece of music.
So you managed to do the transition from South Africa to the UK, got stuck into music. We'll hear later on about some of your sporting exploits as well, because actually Lucy was a championship squash player. But first of all, we're going to play Ode to Joy by Beethoven. Well, who wasn't waving their arms in the air, wanting to conduct that amazing piece, Ode to Joy by Beethoven? I'm joined by Lucy Beck. That was one of her choices. She's going to be giving us the soundtrack to her entrepreneurial career. And Lucy Beck is the founder and CEO of a company called A to Z Cloud. And actually, she was voted the leading woman in tech in 2023 here in the Southwest. She's also won the Tech Southwest Awards, both as an organization and also as an entrepreneur. Lucy, when you move back from South Africa to the UK, that can't have been easy as a transition. You were playing music for your mum, and who plainly loved it. What other challenges did you face, and how did you overcome those?
Well, Jim, I was much more into sport than I was music. And it was a sad fact that children weren't allowed to play tennis at the local club, so I took up squash instead. And a lot of people told me I'd never make it as a squash player because I'm not light and nimble, but I do have good racket and ball-to-eye skills. And I learned to beat men much older than me, much stronger than me, by learning to play squash in a different way and according to my own rules. So I practiced for hours so I could hit the nick and do a lob that nobody could return. And that was my first lesson in adapt the rules, learn to play a different way. And within a few years, I was actually playing for Yorkshire and I was ranked 33 in England.
That's amazing. That's an impressive turnaround. And what a great lesson to learn as well from an early age, that thinking a little bit differently can create even better results. From a career point of view, where did you go? Because you were in the UK. How did you start your life in tech?
That's a very long story, which we don't have time to follow. But the nuts and bolts of it are that in my year out from university, I took a job at IBM just as they were launching the PC. And back then, it was all MS-DOS and green screen stuff. And the short version of the story is I enjoyed tech and I'd had a brief stint in selling advertising and I wanted to get into selling. So one day I was lying on the bed looking at the adverts of sales jobs in the IT industry and I saw a small advert for a company called Apple that I'd never heard of. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I sold apples when my husband was working at Apricot, another tech company. And I went and got trained by Apple to sell, and my eyes were opened to a completely different form of tech to MS-DOS on a PC.
Yeah, Apple really was revolutionary with the WYSIWYG as well. So what did that teach you when you saw the way that Apple approached computing and the interface? What did it teach you then?
What it taught me is that if you look at things creatively, there is always a different way, a better way of doing things, whether you're going from Amazon to Zoho, which is the origins of the name, A to Z Cloud, Amazon to Zoho. It taught me that I could always find a better way. And that career eventually led to me specializing in finance and process automation, again, helping companies find a better, more efficient way of doing things.
And that's absolutely what you're doing now with A to Z Cloud. But we're going to move on to your next track, which is Desiree, You Gotta Be. We're here with Lucy Beck.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You're gonna be bad, you're gonna be bold, you're gonna be wiser. You're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough, you're gonna be stronger. You're gonna be cool, you're gonna be calm, you're gonna stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Okay, well, we were threatening to sing along, but Lucy's better at singing than me, so we agreed that I wouldn't sing. So I'm joined here in the studio by Lucy Beck, who is the founder of A to Z Cloud, which she's actually built over the last 8 years to be the largest Zoho Platinum partner in the UK, which is an amazing achievement, really. And Lucy has been in IT now for a number of years. And
35, Jim, oh, 35.
I, you can say that, I can't. I was going to say, okay, a lot of years. It wasn't always the easiest of businesses to be in. But just take us through the experience. You talked about, you know, working for Apple. And then let's just talk about the next part of that journey, because you've got an amazing backstory as a woman in tech. For anyone listening that's thinking about tech and being for them, I'd love to help them to see your path.
Well, the 90s was very different for women working in tech to what it is today. We didn't have the internet. You didn't have the flexibility of being able to work from home or anything. And the reality is that I was a young woman and I was selling to big companies. By now, I'm into workflow and document image processing and finance automation. And that was taking me to organizations, for example, like British Steel is one memory that comes to mind. I was pitching to very senior people in the UK up in Sheffield. I was up there for the day and I needed to go to the loo. And it turned out that there wasn't a ladies' loo in that building. So a bit like that film from NASA, I had to walk all the way across the plant to go to the ladies' loo. And that was my first experience of unconscious prejudice in industry for women.
It seems astounding in this day and age that would be the case. And you managed to survive that, though. But what was your lesson from a work point of view, other than, you know, where the toilets were with British Steel? What about helping companies? Because more and more companies were getting into tech in the 90s and needing to rely on tech. What was your sort of view for how technology could enable small businesses?
Well, the advent of the internet and being in sales, I found myself in a situation where I was a single mum living up in Shropshire, and I had no choice but to find a better way of working, because my whole life had revolved around London and then travelling to big industry. And when you're a single mum in a rural location, it's not so easy to just disappear off down to London for a few days. So I was forced to learn how to use the internet in very early days to do my job working from home. And that gave me a different way of thinking about business and how businesses worked.
But it must have been quite hard coming from, you know, single motherhood working in Shropshire, in rural Shropshire. How did you deal with confidence, and how did you keep yourself going? Because presumably domestically you had some challenges. It sounds like going into big companies like British Steel, they were not even welcoming of women in every way they should have been.
Sorry, Jim, can you... What's the point to get?
Just say, how did you overcome? So was there like music or anything that you like to play get you through the moments?
I did have a big network of girlfriends in business and women that I turned to for advice. So the next track here is more about me using my network to help me get over and discuss these things that knock your confidence, right? They really knock your confidence. So you need your network. And some of those were obviously blokes as well. They weren't all women, or as this track says, sisters. So luckily I was able to surround myself with people who could give me advice on how to tackle those sorts of situations.
Yeah, it's an inspiring recovery there. So we're going to play now Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves with Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin for Lucy Beck.
Across Bath and Northeast Somerset. This is Radio Bath.
The Nursery Hilberton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Get ready for a night of jazz, funk and soul at The Cafe. Join us monthly for the best sounds in jazz, funk and soul right here in Trowbridge. Relax and enjoy top names in the industry, hosted by different performers each month. From Nurdle and Steve Brookstein to the Park Lane Big Band, our lineup is always full of surprises. Don't miss out. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk for the latest dates and lineups. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
If you need to see a specialist about something that isn't quite right, Bath Clinic is always here to help.
For over 40 years, Bath Clinic at Claverton Down has been providing immediate access to consultants and diagnostics. And did you know, we have our very own face-to-face GP service with daily appointments. Offering flexible payment options, treatment is more affordable than you think. If health and well-being is a priority this new year, let us help you. To find out more and book an appointment, search Bath Clinic Claverton Down. There is a buzz about town that can be found at Bath Volkswagen. Explore the all-new and fashionable Volkswagen Buzz and other Volkswagen ID models at Bath Volkswagen on Loxbrook Road or find us at monmotors.com.
This is Radio Bath. Radio Bath.
Welcome back to the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live. With me in the studio is Lucy Beck, who is the CEO and founder of an amazing company called A to Z Cloud. A to Z Cloud, it's a Zoho partner. And tell us about how you started this business, Lucy, and why.
There were a number of factors that drove me to set up my own business, not least of which was being the single mum. But also, I had been specialising in process automation and finance automation and something that's referred to as purchase to pay, which sounds terribly boring, but it's all about how big companies pay their suppliers. And that experience led me to realize that all these small companies that have trouble getting their invoices paid, it's because they can't raise invoices properly. They can't quote purchase order numbers properly and stuff. So I set up a business initially to help small businesses be more effective in their order to cash process and raising invoices correctly.
Well, that's brilliant. You say it was a logical thing to do as a single mum to set up a business. So it's very brave, to be honest. I've been an entrepreneur myself for 25 years. It's not an easy path to choose. But you started to build this purchase to pay, which, of course, if you don't get paid, you don't have a business. So it's fundamentally important, mission critical, really, Lucy. Tell us about A to Z then, and the partnership with
Zoho. So A to Z came about because when I was talking to these small businesses, I started realizing they had a much bigger problem. They didn't even know who their customers were. I was working with a firm from Sweden as their sales and marketing director on a contract basis, and I kept finding customers they didn't know they had. So I went out to market to look for a CRM system, and I discovered Zoho. And up until then, I'd been working with Microsoft technologies, and I just thought Zoho was so refreshing. And the company was reminiscent of Apple in the 90s with a very fresh view and values, which stood out differently to the rest of the IT industry. So again, it's coming back to this theme. There is a better way, and Zoho had a better way of doing things.
And that's wonderful. And then, being an entrepreneur, though, there may be a better way, but sometimes we have not so better ways happening. We have some challenges. So any dark clouds that have been on the horizon of the A to Z cloud?
Well, forming A to Z was definitely baptism of fire for me. One of the reasons we set it up was we had a benefactor from America who gave us a contract for £500,000 to rebuild something for him. So I set up the company, and within 4 weeks, my father died. In March, the benefactor died. And then we had a couple of other horrific incidents along that. In fact, we had four deaths within the space of 9 months. And that really knocked me sideways. It was hard. The loss of the benefactor meant that we went to zero incoming revenue from a big figure. So I had to pivot the business really quickly. And Zoho was there. We were using it to run the business. So they didn't have a partnership program back then, not a proper one. It was very immature. And I just decided to pivot the business to helping companies by using Zoho and selling Zoho software.
Lucy, it's an inspirational story. As an entrepreneur, I take my hat off to you for all that you've accomplished there. And when you go through the dark times, I mean, music is always there for all of us. What would be a track for you that you'd play to help you get through those tough times?
Jim, I'm a speedy, rushy kind of a person. I like to get things done, to turn to the last page in the book. So for me, it's always Bat Out of Hell. And I can see my team laughing at me now, racing down the road in my Merc, full speed, top down, listening to this song.
Bat Out of Hell, Meat Loaf.
down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, no, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
My guest here today has just disclosed that actually she saw Meatloaf play at Hammersmith. So Lucy Beck, founder and CEO of A to Z Cloud, a Zoho premium partner in the UK. A diverse background, obviously, and a diverse music choice as well. What about travel, Lucy? You're working for an international software, or rather you're working with an international software company. You have clients around the world. Tell us, how does travel feature into your life?
I love traveling, Jim. I love exploring different cultures, learning from different cultures, and challenging my own fears. So a particular trip that comes to mind as a result of working with Zoho and other Zoho partners, I was invited by somebody who's sort of a competitor, but also a great friend. And she was raising money for the Lower Zambezi Conservation Trust and putting together a trip to raise money for that. And the net result was I spent 3 weeks in Zambia, 1 week of which I was canoeing down the Zambezi River with my daughter who had just turned 18, which was a completely amazing experience. But I also get to travel with work quite a lot. So Zoho was originally incorporated in America, but most of their staff are based out of India. So I've spent quite a bit of time in India and in San Francisco. So I love traveling.
And when you travel, what any sort of routines that you've got to make the most? You do a bit of work and then a little bit of fun on the side, or are you quite determined to work hard on those trips?
Well, I always have to think about home because I've got a husband who doesn't enjoy traveling that much. So actually this next track is one that always comes to mind when I'm traveling because it's our song. And if I'm sitting on the edge of a harbour, sitting on the dock of the bay, Jim, looking out over the sea, makes me think of home and the people I love.
Well, Lucy Beck, we're going to play for you Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
We are back with Lucy Beck, who is the CEO and founder of a company called A to Z Computing. And Lucy was last year, November, voted the leading woman in tech in the southwest of England. And her company has also won the Tech Southwest Awards in 2023 and also 2021. Lucy, what's the secret to your success?
It's got to be grit, resilience, bouncing back up when I'm knocked down. So, and these are the yin and yang things that happen to you in life. So we're growing the business. It's going on quite nicely. I have a team of about 12. And then the pandemic hits. And overnight, we doubled our revenue. And we hit that amazing milestone of over £1 million turnover, which every company dreams of doing. But then that brings a whole set of new challenges, because suddenly you need more staff, you need better processes, and it feels like a little bit of a merry-go-round sometimes. You know, you now got to get to the next step. You've hit 1 million, now you need to hit 2 million. And every time there's new challenges, and you've got to keep finding that better way, coming up with creative solutions for tackling today's problems.
And what about the way that you have grown the team now, which is quite sizable, I think, but that takes a pressure, and you've done 8 years now of running the company. Lucy, you give yourself maybe a little bit of time to unwind. How do you unwind? How do you take the pressure off yourself?
I love walking the dogs with Nick. And actually, up until I had my hip replaced, I used to love riding horses. I had two horses at home, and I did some of my best thinking, actually, when I was mucking out the stables and shoveling horse poo. my best ideas used to come to me at that time. So I would have the radio playing in the stables while I was mucking out. And this next track, actually, is one of the songs that I used to use to motivate myself. You know, we've won this amazing award, Tech Company of the Year, in the Southwest in 21, in the middle of the pandemic. And I couldn't quite believe I'd got there. And yet I had other problems, because, as a lot of companies know, there was turnover after lockdown. People wanted to move on, and there were some hard moments in there. So it was a double-edged sword of celebrating and coping.
But you've coped admirably, and we're going to celebrate by playing Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Good time, I don't.
locally made. This is Radio Bath.
The Nursery Hilberton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk. There is a buzz about town that can be found at Bath Volkswagen. Explore the all-new and fashionable Volkswagen Buzz and other Volkswagen ID models at Bath Volkswagen on Loxbrook Road or find us at monmotors.com.
Discover excellence in building and maintenance services with Plush. All across the board, specialising in full refurbishment of period properties. We are a prestigious family-run business with decades of experience in the industry. We've earned recognition not only from our clients, but also at Bath Property Awards for our top-notch build quality, expert project management and exceptional customer care. Plush offers a comprehensive and professional building service, ensuring minimal disruption, impeccable attention to detail, and a superb quality finish. We turn your vision into reality, exceeding all expectations. Let us positively impact your lifestyle. Visit plushrestoration.co.uk for more information.
Are your vacant positions delaying operations, costing you time and money? Finding it hard to attract the right candidates? Simple Recruitment, now celebrating their 15th anniversary, manages the whole recruitment process for both temporary and permanent recruitment solutions at all levels throughout Bath, Somerset and Wiltshire. If you're looking to recruit within the industrial and commercial sectors, our expert team of consultants match the right personalities and experiences to the most suitable positions. It's simple. We find jobs for people and people for jobs. Call us today on 01761 235741 or visit our website at www.simplerecruitmentltd.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live. I'm here in the studio with Lucy Beck, who's got an amazing backstory. Started this business as a single mum entrepreneur, has now bootstrapped to becoming the largest premium partner for Zoho in the UK. Lucy, thanks for sharing these tunes. You've won these awards. I want to know from you, if you don't mind, some of the practical lessons you've learned over the last 8 years of building A to Z Cloud, because it's not easy to build a business. I'd love to hear some of the stories that you've learned.
I said earlier in this session, Jim, that I was more of a sport person than a music person, and I particularly loved team sports. So I've taken what I've learned from team sports into the business, and I've built a team where I've got people with skills that they're really strong in where I am weak, so that they can support me. I've also focused on learning from different cultures. So the one thing that A to Z Cloud can say with 100% confidence is we have a hugely diverse team. We have a very good ratio of men to women. Actually, currently about 60% of my staff are women. Over 50% are either Indian, Nigerian, Taiwanese, Swiss. I don't think I've missed anybody in there. Apologies if you're listening, team. But there are so many. And that is the secret of our success, is bringing those different cultures and strengths together. And I've also got a fear of debt. So I've driven the company to grow from revenue, which has brought its own set of challenges and stress. And I'm only now learning, thanks to a course I went on to with Goldman Sachs, about how important it is to be able to borrow or get investment money to grow faster. And that's the stage we're at now.
Very, very exciting times, Lucy. We'll talk a little bit about your future plans after this next track, but you know, as an entrepreneur, you also need to have some time to relax. You mentioned your daughter and you went down the Zambezi River, which sounds like an amazing trip. What else do you do to unwind?
I live in quite a hilly area. I love walking up to the top of Foven Bank, where there's an old remnants of a Stone Age village. And I like to look down on the view, and it makes me think about how far we've come. I never would have thought we would get to where we are now when I started this business. So I love to look back.
Well, look back, look down. Your next track is On Top of Old Smoky with Harry Belafonte.
Top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow. I lost my true lover, for according to slow. Yes, courting pleasure, parting is grief, and a false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. She'll kiss you, she'll hug you, tell you more lies than the cross ties on a railroad or the stars in the skies. Let me tell you about my baby. She's like bad brandy wine. First time I kissed her, she drove me out my mind. She's a Baltimore special, got a fine brown frame. When you see her in motion, Evil Woman is her name. Did I tell you about the Eastmore? Lord, what a shame. He ran off with my baby.
Everything will be all right indeed, especially if you've got Lucy Beck on your side. Lucy is my guest today in the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live in the studio here in Radio Bath. Lucy, thank you. We're getting to the end, I'm afraid, of our time together, but we do have time to hear from you. What's next? What about the future for Lucy Beck and A to Z Cloud?
Well, for me, it's about building that team. Most of my team are quite young, and I want to give them the chance to excel and show them how they can use technology to find a better way. So at the moment, we're working on an idea that we have around how you can calculate the value of tech to your business versus the difficulty and complexity of installing that new business system. And I hope that that will give the team a better understanding of why we do what we do and finding a better way. As part of that, I'd like to build on the theme of business for good. And for me, that's about giving people a chance in environments where chances don't come very often. So I'd like to look at building an offshore team, perhaps in South Africa, perhaps in India. I currently employ 6 people in India, so it makes a lot of sense there. It's an up-and-coming economy. It's doing really, really well. And obviously, Zoho being an Indian company, that's a place to go. But my heart is in Africa. And I don't think people realize just how challenging life is in South Africa. So I would love to find a way back to my roots to help South Africans.
That's an amazing vision. And Lucy, what does that mean for you as an entrepreneur? You've started this amazing business as a single mum in Shropshire, and then you've transitioned. Now you're based in Salisbury. What does it mean for you, do you think, in terms of kind of learnings? Because you're always looking for a better way. You're talking there about processes and how to do it differently. What about for you as an entrepreneur?
For me, I can touch in with my team wherever I am in the world. I have built a strong team of people around me. I have people like Sonia and Dash, who've both been with me for several years now. They're ready to step up and take on the running of the company so that I can go and take the word out elsewhere in the world. I can explore the world, learn more stuff, feed ideas back to them that perhaps we can then pass to businesses here in the UK to find a better way of doing things, giving them the courage to take this step with new systems, and perhaps give business owners, take the pressure off them so that they can work from wherever they want to work.
I'm going to ask you one final question, Lucy Beck, which we didn't prepare, so forgive me, but I'm going to drop this in. What piece of advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur? Maybe a young woman is listening, maybe is in straitened times herself. What piece of advice do you think you could give?
Stop worrying about what people are thinking about you. I was always worried about what people were thinking about me, and it holds you back. The minute you stop worrying about that and you focus on what matters to you, you will find your purpose and what keeps you going.
Lucy Beck, that's wonderful, wonderful. And if people want to, I've said wonderful, Steve. My producer's nodding at me. He said, you mustn't say wonderful. I've said it. I'm busted. Oh, dear. We can't even edit this. It's not a podcast. It's live. Lucy Beck, if people want to find out about you, where can they find you?
I'm on LinkedIn. Lucy Beck 1 is my profile on LinkedIn. I'm on AtoZCloud.com. You can absolutely find us there. We're on Linktree. We're on Instagram. Google A2ZCloud.com and you will find me and the team.
Lucy Beck, thank you so much for being my unnoticed entrepreneur today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. And now to Africa. Off we go.
She's going to Africa. I'm probably not. But we are going to listen to Nkosi Sikelela.
Sabulayo, Kusi Sigeneli Afri, Buba, Halopaganisu, Tumola, Islava, Isaimitana, so yet
Sigelelo,
Sigele,
Sigele,
Sigele, Tina, Usabulayo,
Nina,
Buluga, Sichava, Saya,
Buferi, say,
Buferi. Ni
Africa, o se boluge, morena, o se boluge, se chabasa, Jesus, se chabasa, Africa, Yeswa Baba, Yeswa imitanda, so yetu
siyelela.
This is Radio Bar. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Join us at Bath College.